This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts is about to have more women in the top state leadership posts than ever before. Five of the six statewide constitutional offices will be held by women after yesterday's election. The only man is the Secretary of the Commonwealth, Bill Galvin. Governor-elect Maura Healey and Lieutenant Governor-elect Kim Driscoll will become the first winning all-women gubernatorial ticket in U.S. history. To break down the election's impact in Massachusetts, we are joined by Erin O'Brien, Associate Professor of Political Science at UMass Boston. Erin, we should note that what's being called a big win for women is actually a net gain of just one woman among the state's constitutional officers. Why is it that it's taken this long for Massachusetts, blue Massachusetts, to elect a woman as governor of the state?
A couple of reasons. One, Massachusetts is a highly professionalized state legislature, meaning that the job's attractive. And so the state legislature is regularly a pathway to the governor's office. So unfortunately, when the less professionalized the legislature, the more likely it is you see women there. It's also the case in Massachusetts that, you know, women are still disproportionately responsible for elder care and child care, and we're 37th and 49th in terms of affordability and access there. And last and sort of surprising is single party control. Parties only diversify their candidates when they feel electorally threatened, and Democrats haven't been threatened in Massachusetts, so the old boys club could hold on longer.
So can we expect that the state will be run any differently as a result of having so many women in powerful roles?
Yes, but it's not extreme. So in political science research, we distinguish between descriptive and substantive representation. Descriptive representation is just, you look at Congress, you look at the governor's office, and it looks more like Massachusetts. That has a positive effect for girls and boys in terms of political socialization and the idea that I could run for there, or it's legitimate for girls to be there. It's a norm for girls to be there. But on to your question on substantive representation, we know that when women enter governor's offices, legislative office, that they legislate a little different. Women ask different questions in committee. They prioritize issues that male candidates tend to ignore.
Such as what? So, because I have to say that when Maura Healey made her speech last night, she mentioned a lot of issues, including transportation, affordable housing, that the incumbent governor, Charlie Baker, has also mentioned.
Agreed. There's a lot of parallel, but there's also, think of it as concentric circles where, seven-eighths overlap, but that other eighth in the sort of quiet policy in politics that might affect women more, might affect lesbian women more, that's where we tend to see women and men legislating different, again, in terms of the prioritization. But you're right, on in the environment, affordable housing. Any candidate who wants to win in Massachusetts has to talk about those. But from the research, we see when women are in office, they are also asking questions and dipping into areas that previous office holders have ignored.
Let's talk about Andrea Campbell, who is the first Black woman to be elected Attorney General. She'll be replacing Maura Healey. How do you expect that her background, her experiences with her family, in fact, will affect her approach to law enforcement?
Her particular biography is one where she's talked about family members who have been involved in the criminal justice system. She'll bring that to the AG's office. She will have a certain understanding. There's never been a Black woman in that role. She has talked about issues of race. So we would expect her to bring her identity to the office, just like Maura Healey did, and just like every white guy before her did.
There will now be one-party rule on Beacon Hill, no longer a check from the GOP in the governor's office. Maura Healey and Governor Charlie Baker have a lot in common. I wonder if you expect that there will be something of a loss just the same, since it's going to be Democrats all the way.
In the abstract, in political science, we know that electoral competition is a good thing. It's better for government transparency. It makes corruption less likely. For a long time, having a Charlie Baker there, ironically, Democrats like that because there's a significant amount of ideological diversity amongst the state legislature, amongst Democrats. You've got progressives and pretty conservative Democrats. And when you have the foil of a Republican governor, Democrats can say, that's why we didn't, fix transportation. That's why we didn't fix X. Well, that foil is gone. So voters are going to expect that Democratic policy outcomes come forward as a result of unitary control, and they will blame those Democrats. It's no longer the case that you're not sure if it's the legislature's fault or Baker's fault. Unitary party control means they are responsible in the voters' minds.
Responsible for everything.
Yep.
The Massachusetts Republican Party had some big losses. And top of mind, of course, is Jeff Deal, the Republican nominee for governor, who had the endorsement of Donald Trump and ran as a Trump ally. It looks like he won just over one third of the vote in Massachusetts. That was nowhere near what he needed to compete with Maura Healey. But it's one third of the vote nonetheless. So I wonder how deep blue Massachusetts can be when a Trump-endorsed Republican nominee for governor gets one-third of Massachusetts voters to support him.
One-third in states is wildly uncompetitive. You can get one-third of voters to vote for anything. Look at how tight so many of these elections are in Pennsylvania, even in Ohio, you know, 6-7 points. Massachusetts is an outlier in terms of how uncompetitive the Republican Party is. Charlie Baker was able to win, especially the second time, and win pretty handily. The drop off between Charlie Baker and Jeff Deal tells you the kind of Republicanism that works in Massachusetts.
Thank you for your perspective this day after the election, Erin O'Brien of UMass Boston. She's co-editor of the book, The Politics of Massachusetts Exceptionalism. Thanks, Erin.
Thank you.